Seven keys to saving your relationship with the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, I've got news for you. This podcast is independent now of YouTube. So this podcast will have information that you will not find on my YouTube channel and vice versa. So I urge you to visit us at Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube. But hey, we're happy to have you join us. Today, we're talking about seven keys to saving your relationship using the power of the Law of Attraction. I think it's important to understand how the Law of Attraction works. It works on a very, very simple premise. Likes attract likes. So in other words, if your vibration is that of receiving, you will receive. If your vibration is that of wanting and hurting, now you might receive some more wanting and some more hurting. What you are vibrating is what you will manifest. Key number one is you really need to give up operating from a position of want. And I know that's tough. You're in a relationship. You've broken up. You're hurting. You're in pain. You're in a state of want. Want has been increased in your life. But listen, high flyers, the problem is that when you're in this state of want, you're sending out a vibration to the universe to send you more want. So it's absolutely important that your self-talk take you to a place of I have, I receive, I am open to. Those kinds of empowering thoughts are going to make a huge, massive difference in the way you attract anything, but especially a relationship. I know people who have been trying to get back together for 6, 8, 9 months, and when they finally said, okay, I'm done, then all of a sudden the relationship came to them. Because, it's because they moved from a position of wanting to a position of accepting and knowing. I have one client who says, I'm absolutely certain my fiance will return. And I said, how are you so certain? He says, it's just an inner knowingness. I know the connection we had. I know the mistakes I made and how I attracted the breakup. And now I'm absolutely certain we can have what we had before and even better. That's the main thing, having something even better. Anyway, he's back together with his fiance right now. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor. We've been helping people in 60 different countries for a long time now. And anyway, if you would like to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching for the specific purpose of learning about a mentoring program for you to empower your life, to save your relationship, to help you attract more abundance, if that's of interest to you, visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And hey, if you do send me a letter, you always have to put your phone number in there, the country that you're from, because if you don't do that, I won't get back to you. We simply do not have time to respond to every letter with a handwritten letter back. So we select the people that are serious and put a letter in or some comments and include their phone number. So number two is focusing on the negative. Look, in any relationship over a period of time, there's going to be some negative. But if you focus on the negative in your relationship from the past or even what's going on now, you almost have to be like a duck. You know, the water that rolls down a duck because ducks are waterproof. You have to be kind of waterproof, so to speak, to negative thoughts or comments from your ex or your partner. And you're going through this breakup, you may receive a lot of negative comments. Let that stuff roll by you. Just don't even sink your teeth into that. Don't even give it any energy. Don't give it any vitality. Don't give it any life. Focus only on love, happiness, and the positive. Well, number three is, it's a big one. You're thinking too much, and that's the problem with intelligent people today. You're jumping around, going from one podcast to the next, going from one system to the next. You're looking for a quick fix, and you're thinking all the time, is he dating someone else? Is she seeing someone else? Does she still love me? Can we get this back together? Am I waiting too long? All of those thoughts are negative. All of them are lower vibrational, and each and every one of them will slow down your manifestation. I know it almost sounds crazy for me to say stop thinking too much. Just allow this to happen. It can happen. It's amazing how two people can get back together in a loving, wonderful, incredible relationship. Number four, trying too hard. Oh, I gotta run him over a sandwich. I gotta go wash his car. I got to go mow her lawn. I got to go do this. You're just trying too much and you're, here's what you're doing. You're putting yourself into the friend zone. You're becoming a good friend. And I have a client who, he insists that he live two blocks away from his ex. She's living with another guy now, but he lives two blocks away. And he's kind of the guy she goes to for homework and schoolwork and tutoring, that kind of thing. And he's become a good friend. But that isn't your goal. That isn't what you desire. So forget the friend zone. Stop trying too hard. Number five, people need to focus on their own vibe, your vibe. Stop focusing on her vibe. Stop focusing on his vibe. Focus on yours. What are you vibrating? What are the thoughts that permeate through your mind and your energy field throughout the day when you're together or maybe not together? If you only have negative thoughts, if you only have painful thoughts, if you only have sad thoughts, that will be exactly what you are attracting more of. You need to develop a program for yourself where you shift your vibration. It's absolutely essential. Well, number six is gratitude. Be grateful for all the moments that you have had together and go back and do a litany of all of those special moments that you shared together and just be excited about it and grateful for it. And whether you believe in God or the universe or universal energy or whatever, be absolutely grateful, and then be grateful for the relationship that is the new relationship that is coming into your life, the new relationship with your old partner that is coming into your life that's going to be better than it ever was before. Be grateful for that relationship and give a sense of gratitude every day. See, when your energy field is permeated with gratitude, it's almost impossible to think negative thoughts. And number seven is powerful, positive expectations. I don't manifest anything that I don't expect to manifest. Now, some things come to me as a surprise, but then I go back and go, oh yeah, I remember when I put this thought out there, or I remember when I wrote this down. You need to have absolute, powerful, positive expectations. But at the same time that you are expecting an incredible, loving relationship, allow it to just happen. So it's kind of a quandary, if you will, that you allow this energy to flow and happen, and yet at the same time, you are believing in positive expectations. It's just very, very interesting. So there you go. You've got 7 keys that will help you save your relationship with the law of attraction. If you need help and you would like someone to guide you through this, we can help you. Simply visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We help people with love, relationships, marriages. We help people with abundance issues, business issues, you name it. But whatever it is, we are here for you. By the way, we call ourselves the High Flyers because we are soaring like eagles. And so thank you for listening to this podcast. We'll be here about 3 times a week with a new update, a new podcast here on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and other places around the internet. And keep in mind, it's not available on YouTube. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.